views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live on air with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you with all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experience with numerology, metaphysics, and healing. I speak on topics ranging from relationships to the law of attraction to life purpose and past history. My new healing childhood trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 weeks long to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me at theblueprintofyoursoul.com and check my special on my numerology chart, and make sure you are on my website to sign up for my free newsletter by downloading a free chapter of my book. And that address is, again, is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. So today, our topic, the issues are in the tissues, what our organs and glands have to say to us about our emotions. That's an interesting topic for me. And with my special guest, Christy Knight. Christy Knight is a TV host, actress, recording artist, songwriter, and healer. She is a Reiki master, master rapid eye technician, and a life coach. She also teaches seminars on the language of the body, about the organs and glands teach us about our emotions, with her husband, Dean G. Allen, PhD. Before her life changed dramatically through a peak experience, Christy had an international singing career as a songwriter, recording artist with 17 CDs and an award-winning radio show. She was Fox TV first call voiceover specialist for 15 years at the same time producing and directing commercials. She was a professional actress and a TV host of At Your Leisure, Hell's Pulse, and Boat World USA, as well as a trainer for the Great Life Foundation. Healing is all about clearing blocked circuitry in the spiritual, mental, and emotional, as well as the physical body, so spirit life force energy can flow. She has found that the subtle energies are the most powerful arena for healing work. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call number to call us. Today, Christy and I will love to connect with you. Christy will have her, the first name reading for you, and I will answer it through numerology. We'll see how it goes from between both of us. The numbers to call is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage, transformationtalkradio.com website. Hello, Christy Knight. To the Joseph Gabby Show. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. How are you doing, Joseph?
Very good. Very good. Now, I have something I want to ask you. While I was reading your bio and everything, there was a question I have to ask you. What is it you exactly do, Christy?
Well, it's kind of new to the planet. It's actually not new to us as humans, because it's basically who we are and how we function energetically. until this work had a breakthrough with the radiation studies, we didn't really know who we were and how we functioned energetically. We've just been kind of guessing. But because this is just how we've always worked, you know, I'm sure that Atlantis and the other more advanced, you know, times had this information. And but anyway, they fell too, so here we are.
Because I found the topic very interesting, and it intrigued the curiosity of me, and especially with the topic that you have for us today, and also, what's this all relationship with the organs and the glands, and with the name reading? Do they have any correlation between them?
No, you know, it's just all about energy. Name reading okay. is kind of there. It's just kind of a universal sense of humor, I think, that to find out that we have little codes and little messages on our names, it's kind of funny. I just discovered it myself, and nobody had ever told me about it. It's just something I've kind of developed over the years. But that, according to the, it's just the source, the fountain of all truth, you know. The body itself is a fountain of truth. And the secrets are right there in the organs and glands, just like the secrets are there in our names.
Okay. All right. So I'm intrigued now to have a reading on my name.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. Well, I've been working on your name, Joseph, so
anticipating
that you might want it done. Okay. Well, Joseph B. Gabby. Is it Gabby or?
Gabby, yeah.
Okay. Well, what I look for is, first of all, words in the names, it may not be how it's spelled, it might be how it sounds, or it just might be an intuition that I have about what the letters might mean, and etc. So one of the first words that shows up in your name is hose, and it either you like to take a lot of pressure or you water things down what you see. Hose comes right before the word see, Joseph, so see. Mm-hmm. And you would be termed a seer. And what I like to do when I look at these names, I want to see if I can find something unique about you. And I didn't know this, but I'm finding out that you're an intuitive person. And it says right here in your name, you are a seer. And you're able to see the pH or the balance. You're able to see where the too much and the not enough is. You've got a very discerning, discriminating ability to tell that straight and narrow path of energy. This is how you're able to read people. This is, you know, how you're able to just connect to source and really be clear in what you see. Then you've got a B there. You've got several Bs, so you're a BB gun. You're a straight shooter. You say it like it is, how you feel it. You don't know how to be phony. I really think it's interesting. You talk about something unique in your name. You've got Gabby here as your name, and, you know, to a lot of English-speaking people, and Gabby is somebody who really has the gift of gab, and here you are, a talk show host. Now, is that funny or what, you know?
Well, that's very interesting, eventually, hearing you saying that. I mean, it is interesting, and our readers today are going to have a chance, if whoever calling, to have some first name reading. But before we go to the small break later on, can you let our listeners how to connect with you?
Yes. My phone number is 208-678-6955 if you'd like a reading. And I am offering the first name today free, and the second name, that's how I usually do it, and the second name would be $10 after that. So there's also consciousnesssystems.com as another way you can reach me. And I'm Christy Knight on Facebook.
Okay, very good. So if somebody would like to get in touch with you, they can reach you in many different ways.
Yes.
And I found explaining about the reading that you gave me and the way you're looking at it, because I do the name readings through numerology, as
uh-huh.
you understand. You know, I can tell the experience of somebody through their name and what experiences they went through in their life and what headache they're supposed to have in a sense of headache or worse experiences they might run into or from all coming from the name. And so the way you write your name has a lot to do with many things eventually. And this is how I based my healing childhood experience work. I took it from the numerology and I took it further, deeper into going where I can take this name and what I can do with it. So
that's amazing. You and I do the same thing, only entirely in a different way.
and in a totally different way. So it's not like we're... In the sense of it that I see where the headache it started for somebody, and this is where I start to make the correction for them. So
beautiful. Well, it's all about energy. So you're reading it, and I'm reading it, and I'm probably doing a very glossed over, generalized picture, and you're really getting into the nitty gritty.
In a way, yes, because I took completely the numerology from my understanding of it and the vibration of it, and I went deeper into it, and I start touching more base into the healing work. And now, I recently started getting in touch also with the psychosomatic numerology and seeing where, because of those things on your chart, where they apply on your body energetically, and what chakra in your body has been affected, and what diseases you might have because of that.
Well, you and I have a lot more in common than I ever imagined, Joseph.
So
that's very interesting. So I think this is going to be an interesting hour.
I understand that. So before we go to our break, so I'm going to, if you'd like to have a reading for your first name with Christy today, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is my Facebook friend, Christy Knight. Now, Christy, many of our listeners would like to learn more about the issues around the tissues, what our organs and gland have to say to us about our emotions. What's the relationship between the gland and the organs?
Well, basically, our emotions, this is an emotional language that Dean and I are working with. Dean discovered this quite a while ago with a man that is now dead who did the preliminary work on it. And his body of work was amazing, and he died at age 39. His name is Joseph Sconia. And I'm telling you, Dean got into it. He had a PhD in clinical psychology just in order to prove it wrong, you know, like any clinician. And that was many, many years ago. He was an original pioneer in biofeedback. And so he was really studying the mind-body connection way back when. Louise Hay was his very first client. Deepak Chopra had said, "Oh, Dean, you did what we could not do." His staff tried to find this connection, and Deepak had given up, he said. And Dean brought it to him. Louise introduced Dean to him. And anyway, he basically created something called the Body Talker that can measure the 253 circuits of the body and find out whether spirit life force is flowing in that organ or whether or not you have a blockage in that organ. And that directly correlates, you take that information from the infrared scan, and that directly correlates to the language of the body itself when we find out that we are emotionally plugged in on an organ gland level. And the way the energy goes, it goes from spirit to the mental body, which is where you figure, you know, it all out, whether or not you're going to do the too much energy or the not enough of that organ gland issue. And then it will go on to the physical body, which is the last dumping ground of energy. And once that negative black hole energy gets down to the physical body, it creates disease, disorder, dysfunction, degeneration, and eventually death, which is the loss of power in that organ. So understanding who we are emotionally is critical, and that's the work that my husband, Dean, and I do.
Okay, interesting. So what is the most important organ in the body in this case?
Well, we find that out by the implicate order, which is basically the order of degeneration in the language, that it just basically tells you the order of the degenerative circuits. The first one is the thymus, the second is the heart, the third is the colon, stomach, anterior pituitary, and liver. And I'd like to cover those today, just so that I could explain what the emotions of that.
Okay.
You know.
So give us, is there any type of example you can go through in your explanation of those organs?
Yeah, we'll just do it quickly. Basically, the thymus, the emotional function of the thymus is basically all about discerning survival by safety and protection.
Okay.
And the mental plan is all about safety, because what we figured out with the body, and you're going to see the beauty of this and how it all fits as a mirror image function, both physically, what that organ does physically is what it also does emotionally is the key. So basically what you're doing is, on the physical level, the thymus is all about the immune system, as you well know. If you don't have an immune system, you know, you're cooked, you know, goodbye. You can't get through this life because your immune system is, you know, a mess. And all the AIDS people will tell you that. And so it's all about, you know, strengthening your immune system, the power of the thymus. And the reason why it's so important is that you have to basically learn really early how to keep the energetically degenerative energy out and how to let the energetically degenerative energy or regenerative energy in. It's all about rejuvenation and degeneration with every organ and gland. And if you know how to do that, It basically, with the thymus, it's all about knowing how to speak with enough aggression to keep the word for the thymus is aggression. It's the proper amount of aggression, not the too much or the not enough, which is the area of the electrical drag, or like out in the universe, it's the black hole energy or the star energy, which rejuvenates. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you have enough aggressive aggression in the way you speak to this energy, and you're able to keep it out of your system so it won't suck your light or your power, then you have a healthy thymus.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Dogs are a good example of that. You know, they'll wag their tail for, you know, people they feel good about, and they, you know, will be aggressive and growl and, you know. So that's the end. When I teach this, I talk about dogs and how they are, you know, taught to be aggressive and non-aggressive.
Okay. And Christy, we have a caller on the phone, Allison from Stonington, Connecticut. Do you like to take the call?
Well, sure.
Yeah?
You bet.
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
Hi. How are you doing, Allison?
Good. It's wonderful to talk to you. I just tuned in, and I heard you talking about, you know, the thymus and everything, and I was wondering, I recently started seeing a homeopathy doctor, and it sounds like some of the things that you're talking about are kind of based on the same type of homeopathy ideas. What do you think about that? Because I know there's a lot of controversy around it.
Well, I worked in a doctor's office. We were some of the original doing tests on homeopathy, and I'm a huge believer in homeopathy. I mean, it's just basically all about energy. And I'm not going
to
say it does exactly the same thing, because this is kind of, well, Louise Hay basically talks about the body talker and the language of the body, and what Dean does as light years ahead of any other form of therapy. That's a direct quote from her. And homeopathy, I would say, is a good ground-level step. It works on many different levels, not just the physical level. But it's kind of hard to follow, you know. This is real easy to follow because it's the language of the body itself. So that's one of the main differences. There's a lot more, but that's kind of a beginning.
Well, there's another step to it, because, you know, I just went to see this doctor very recently, and I felt, like, such a dramatic change in the energy in my body. So knowing that there's, you know, even another step after that. And
oh, yeah. Well, it's all about the subtle energies, and that's what I love about homeopathy and, you know, any good energy worker, because basically whether it's cranial sacral work or Reiki, you know, basically if you're working on the subtle energy bodies, which are the spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies, and able to clear that through consciousness or, you know, however it is you're doing it, then you're able to clean up the physical body long before the energy ever gets there. So as well as if it's there, you know, it'll take care of it real fast. Consciousness is, as what Dean says, is the only elegant solution to all human problems. And it's the lack of consciousness right now, because we don't yet really know who we are and how we function energetically, that is really a big problem. And that's why Dean's work is just so powerful. I really don't know how Joseph found me, but we were just about ready to launch Dean's book to the world, which is called Consciousness, the Only Elegant Solution, and it's also called The Body Bible. And it goes through all the organs and glands, and everybody finally gets to understand how they work emotionally so they can start making decisions that will rejuvenate rather than degenerate their systems, robbing them of their personal power and their circuits.
Well, thank you. I'm definitely going to have to pick that up.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming out December 21st of this year, which I think is kind of interesting. When the editor told us, we just about dropped our jaws, you know. That was a good time, you know, that third week in December of this year. So the light is going to shine. And let me tell you, when people figure this language out and start teaching it to their kids and start using it to make their energetic decisions, everything changes in their lives.
This is the spiritual awakening that they're talking about.
Yeah, and what's amazing is it really is about discernment and discrimination. And that's what each one of these organs and glands knows how to do. And I think we've had far less discernment and discrimination than we've needed in order to live long, happy, prosperous, productive, rejuvenative lives. And that's what this language of the body is going to do. It's going to allow us to make those kind of rejuvenative decisions with every single human decision, because every human decision is going to be based on one of the organ and gland issues, and it's going to be based on one of the 253 circuits that all humans have. You know, we're really a very basic machine, you know, that has the four bodies that we operate as mirror image functions of one another, from the spiritual, which is, you know, perfection, to the mental body, which is also can be perfection once you understand how the spiritual and natural laws of energy really work, as far as every 253 circuit issue, which basically is every organ and gland has a purpose and a plan and a function and how it works. And so once we start making decisions based on how we work, then we're going to start having power again. And this language has been, it must have been rediscovered many times only to be bought up or, you know, hidden from humanity. And I'm really happy to say that with this book, it will finally have an opportunity to get out there. So,
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Allison. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about the book, if you like, and the coincidence how I found you eventually. We're going to talk.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
So the number to call is 1-800-930-2819, and you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of Transformation Talk Radio website. And we have Brenda. She already sent us a message on the instant feedback. Stay tuned. When we come back, we can talk with Brenda and with Christy at the same time. Thank you.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day, and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone lines are officially opened, and what we love for you to give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Christy Knight. Christy, I understand that you are also a life coach.
Yes.
Tell me what to expect during a session with you.
Well, I usually like to start out with a name reading so I know who I'm with. And,
okay.
I also work with the Order of the Magi material. It's 5,000 years old, and I will take a look at your birthday when you were born, and that will tell me basically a lot about you. And I've got this program. I just kind of run it through really quick so I can just glance at that, because based on the day that you're born, there's just a lot of energy. You talk about soul contracts. We basically mm-hmm. come in with a certain set of information that we want to learn, and it's all based on the day. These guys, 5,000 years ago, were purported to have been able to read energy so well that they could tell you the exact moment you would die based on the moment you were born. I mean, these guys are really good. I've got a very rudimentary version of that based on the day that you're born. And then after that, you would already have completed a question and answer that would be enough so that I could basically find out how your circuits are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And once I know how your circuits are doing, that's the only physical part. I just read it not on the physical. I basically translate that into the emotional part of what's going on in your life and where the electrical drag on spirit life force energy is based on the answers to your questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we will probably cover what is glaring, you know, what is showing up as your biggest power leak, what's happening. I'll shine light on what is happening energetically with your circuits based on where the drag is and which organ and gland. And the language of the body will lead me directly to basically what it is you've been doing that is causing the degeneration in your body, you know, your life, your business, your relationships. And usually, it's a wild ride, you know, a session with me. It'll last a couple hours, so plan on some time with me. And then, after I do the overall thing, trust me, you're going to want to see my husband, because he's actually got the machine. You'll want to take a trip, or we'll come there. And
mm-hmm.
the machine basically does all the real heavy-duty work, and it'll go through all your 253 circuits, and we'll find out exactly what's going on with you on a spiritual, mental, emotional, as well as physical level. So Dean doesn't touch the physical. That's not his thing. That's not what he does. But trust me, once you work on the mental and the emotional confusions,
mm-hmm.
the physical clears right up. And you know this, Joseph. I know that's
yeah.
how you work as well.
I mean, this is the foundation of my program eventually, is
yeah.
to work on the mental and emotions, because everything is anchored on the body after.
That's right. Once you figure the etheric stuff that's gone off of away from the path of power, of personal,
mm-hmm.
You know, literal power in your body for the organs and glands, it's basically like taking a plug and plugging you back in.
Mm-hmm.
That's really literally what happens. And spirit life force energy can now flow in that organ and gland. And the way it works is like my mother died of kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
And for 8 years I saw her hooked up to the machine, and she was one of the oldest people on it, and it was just awful to watch her. And one day she just said, "They're going to cut my legs off. I want to die." And I thought, you know, that just kind of launched me into my healing career, because I thought, I've got to figure this out. I did not want her to die at age 67.
Mm-hmm.
That was just too much for me. But you can imagine what it was like with the very first body talker reading I got from Dean. And I found out that the heaviest electrical drag out of all 253 circuits was my kidneys. So that got my attention, and I realized, oh my gosh, my mother did something on an emotional level that I have got to correct with my DNA, or I'm going to pass this down. So, you know, there's a lot of motivation for me, because I had to watch her die a horrible, horrible death because of the lack of her power. And then I found out the kidneys were all about discernment and discrimination of emotionally toxic situations. Again, that's the emotional version of what it does physically. That was so powerful for me, because that was exactly what was going on in my life. I did not know how to discern and discriminate emotional toxic situations. Instead, what I had been programmed to do is to continue to put up with it, never shine light on it, put a little plastic smile on my face, and get through the day.
I think we have a lot of in common in the work, but we probably look at it from a different perspective. So I found it very fascinating what you're doing.
Well, it really is refreshing, because it's so new and it's so self-evident truth, you know, because it's just how we all work, of course. And when you hear it, you go, well, of course, I knew that.
I mean,
it's so automatic.
I was in my event last weekend, and I was talking about the new frontier healer. And it is something brand new also in what I'm doing eventually. So it is, I found it fascinating that somebody else is doing also the same, type of work, but in a different fashion, you know?
Yes, so. Well, you're going to love this, because what the body's language is basically the skeleton for all the healing that goes on. Because it's finally the connection we've always been looking for scientifically, for the connection between our spiritual body and our mental body, and how that energy flows there, if it's a clear mental picture, and then from our mental body to our emotional body, and how the emotions are supposed to work to create rejuvenation, and how they don't work when, you know, we're doing exactly the opposite thing that creates rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
And then our physical bodies, once we get these etheric bodies cleaned up, there is no problem in the physical body. It is designed to immediately clean itself up.
It's designed to be healthy.
Working on the mental and the emotional bodies, because spirit, you know, spirit is perfect. We don't have to work on that. It's already. If we can just flow the spirit life force energy like we flow electricity through a house, you know, and we're the house and our circuits are, you know, what we're hoping to flow that energy through, then we can start making instant, correct, rejuvenative decisions. And that's the way that's the key to understanding the language of the body.
Okay. And we do have Carol Ann from Red Deer, Alberta, on the phone.
Great. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Carol Ann.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm fine. I was just wondering if I could get a reading on...
Well, sure.
You said you were doing... Okay.
Carol Ann, well, you music is important to you. Maybe Christmas music. You got the word carol right there. So I think Christmas carols. And so there's a song in your heart. You enjoy music. It has a big part of your life. You're a caring person. You've got the word caring. You have a role to care, so care role. So your role is to be here to care about others, to be a service to others, angel on earth, which no doubt, you know, again, the carol is not just music, but it's a Christmas music. It's like that, you know, the Christed consciousness angel. So it really identifies you as this angel whose role it is to care about others. And Anne... A double knower. So I do this phonetically or whatever, what shows up. Anne means love in some, I can't remember what language. So Carol Ann, there you go.
Okay.
Does that feel right to you?
Some of it, yes.
Okay, some of it, not all of it?
maybe I just have to dig a little deeper to see the rest of it.
All right, let me just see if there's anything else. you have a gift. You're intuitive. You see it all. So there's the see it all. So you have an ability when you're really plugged in, like everybody does, to see it all,
mm-hmm.
just to tune in and to really get it. It's one reason why you're listening to this show. You want to, you know, connect with your mm-hmm. your people.
Mm-hmm.
Carol, you're an old soul, Carol. You probably know this about yourself. You're here to,
mm-hmm.
you know, assist humanity mm-hmm. at this very important time. You got L in your name, you know. You're a lover. You're here to love and to care about people. So there it is.
Okay. That's interesting. And, yeah, I'm finding your show very interesting today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Caroline.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you for calling. And before we go to the break, we're gonna ask Christy how somebody can get directly to your website to take any session with you.
Okay, great.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy. Free.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Christy Knight. Christy, we have Brenda Murphy Stinger from New York with us on the instant feedback. Is there anything, any message to Brenda you can give from your way of doing the...
Sure. Let's do her name, Brenda. Did you say Stinger?
Stinger, yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Basically, I've got the word day in your name and the word wren, like a bird, a wren. you've got burr there. So basically what I'm getting is that, and the word render is there. So Brenda, you're here to, for refinement, to render means to refine and to learn the discernment and discrimination that we were just talking about with the organs and glands. Every one of them has a discernment function, a purpose, plan, function, issue, and trauma. And the word wren is there. A bird likes to sing. It likes to see everything from a higher place, a higher perspective. And, of course, you can only do that if you have a refined view of things. So you're here to refine that. Something about burr and being cold, so you can, look at that. It identifies your spirit as being very strong, that you're here to create, more day, more light. You're also here experiencing some endings. So the first part of your life, there's going to be some endings that are very important endings. These are probably old soul contracts that are finally coming to an end from many lifetimes, is my guess. And so your job is to create more light by seeing things from a higher, more refined point of view, Brenda. So that's that.
Very good. If I take it from my side in numerology, now, if I'm not sure if she used her middle name, which is Murphy, if she does, if there's a Murphy in between, if she doesn't use it, if she have any financial problem where she needs to bring that name back into her vibration. And technically, from the life experience, where she's having, she might have some problems at times in life. Is her three vibration is what she might have a hard time to express her own emotions, and this is where she needs to bring more the fun into her life, more the creative side into her life, or the inspiration, and bringing her intuitive side with that vibration. But sometimes she might end up with some self doubt, never finishing. Projects at hand or scattered her energy, but expressing her emotions is very critical and to have. And also she might have some issues with the sixth vibration, and psychosomatically the sixth to me is the heart chakra. So they might have some problem that came in through the family and that she's born with, and that is coming from a past life. So it is something kind of unfinished business to be done in that aspect. So she needs to work into the six. Her responsibility is saying the health is very important with the six, that she needs to be careful. And sometimes it's about time to let go of things in order to move forward and be free from the aspect she wants to be free and stop worrying about everything or be feeling victimized in anything. So I do advise Brenda to keep Murphy, if she have any financial issues, to bring Murphy, because the eight vibration is only in Murphy for her vibration. And the rest, it's everything. This is from the numerology aspect. Now, Christy, I have a question for you.
Can I just say one more thing to Brenda?
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention her last name, Stinger. If there is a stinger on us, we need to use it sometimes. And of course, Spirit will direct you when to use your stinger. But my guess is that we need to use our stingers for a energy that is degenerative to us. So those are the things you need to let go. Sometimes it'll be a relationship and things that just don't. So use your stinger. That's my.
All
sometimes
right,
it's really good. Important to love people from afar, love them, forgive them, but really do let them go. They are a real drag on energy. It's time to clean up your life by just putting some distance there.
Very good. So Brenda, you got the different part of the equation from a numerology standpoint and from Christy way of interpretation of the name. So you have something to play with now. And just Christy, before we go to the end of our show, if somebody wants to take a course with you or with Dean, how they can find out about those courses and where you're going to be given those courses in the country?
Well, all you'd need to do is write down the website. We'll keep you informed of where and when we're going to be doing these. We usually do them in the spring and in the fall. And you can go to dgallenphd.com. Again, dgallenphd.com or consciousnesssystems.com.
Okay, very good. So if you're interested in going further with Christy into learning about this, technically for me it's a new frontier of healing, and it is a new way of looking to our own body to understand it in a different format, and to understand it consciously, to become more conscious of everything. So I would like to thank you, Christy, for being with us today and educate us on about the organs and the glands and your system of work with Dean, and I'll be happy to have Dean one time on our show to take it further, and when he releases his new book on the 22nd of December. What's in the title of the book?
It's called The Body Bible, Consciousness, the Only Elegant Solution, and it really does assist you with every decision you have as a human being on all 253 circuits. And once you understand how the energy works and how it becomes rejuvenative or degenerative based on the decisions we make, life becomes a whole lot easier because you're not making decisions based on, you know, what your electrical drag wants to do. So we're all based on these two energies, just like out in the universe. There's the black holes that swallow the light, that hide the light, and then there's the stars that radiate the light and give it out and shine it. And, of course, our spirit is going to shine the light, and the dragon really isn't interested. And it messes with its game. It's been, when you consider it, it's been trying to discipline spirits out of shining the light of their truth for, you know, 13,000 years, and it's been successful. Now what's happening is, just like you said, Joseph, we're learning how to process our emotions. We're learning to trust our emotions as a spiritual guidance system, once we understand how they're supposed to work. And the language of the body, it tells us exactly. And that's why we call this book The Body Bible. So we don't have to be confused anymore about who we are and how we function.
I mean, everything is anchored on the body anyway, so...
Absolutely.
If you don't believe it, see it for your own.
So, as above, so below.
So I want to thank you... Christy, for coming today on the show, and it was funny how we met eventually. But
this
is part of the soul agreement, so we have to do it. And thank you for sharing such great information with everybody, and doing some live reading. And and thank you for all tuning for the Joseph Gabby Show. Please join me every week on the Joseph Gabby Show at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I have Kimmy Rose Zapt. Kimmy has been an old friend. We've been working. I've been on her radio show many times, and she's going to be here talking about intuitive work that she does and everything that related with this spiritual readings you might have. I'm going to try to convince her to do that. And at the same time, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at theblueprintofyoursoul.com and check my special on my numerology chart or my psychosomatic chart. And next, following my show, is Elizabeth Coxon, right after me. Stay tuned and listen to her show. It's a great show she gave after my show. And have a great week, and we'll see you back next time. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819.
To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan and Savitri.
Hello,
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.